The Servants, Story of a Domestic Servant by Alan Kardec.
The case reported in latest magazine under the title of The Hut and the Salon, December 1862, reminds us of another somewhat personal story. On one trip we did 2 years ago, we saw in a family of high society a very young servant whose face, slim and smart, impressed us by his air of distinction. Nothing in his manner denoted inferiority. His dedication to the service of the employers had no such servile way, characteristic of people in such a condition. Returning to the family the following year, and no longer seeing the boy, we asked if he had been fired.
"No,"
they replied.
"He went back to his homeland for a few days and passed away. We are very sorry, because he was a great person and had noble sentiments above his social position. He was very close to us, and he had given us evidence of great devotion."
Later came the idea of evoking the boy. Here's what he told us.
"In my last incarnation, I was, as they say, on earth, from a good family, though ruined by the reckless splurges of my father. I became an orphan with no resources, and still very young, Mr. G was my benefactor. He raised me as a son and gave me a good education, which flattered me. During the last existence, I wanted to expiate my pride, being born in a servile condition. I found here opportunity to prove my dedication to my benefactor. I even saved his life without him even noticing. It was at the same time a test, which I benefit from, because I had enough strength for not getting corrupted by contact with an ambient almost always vicious. Despite the bad examples, I became pure, so I thank God for having been rewarded by the happiness I enjoy."
Under what circumstances have you saved the life of Mr. G?
"During a horseback ride, I just followed him. I noticed a large tree that was falling beside him that he didn't see. I let out a terrible cry. He retreated sharply while the tree was falling at his feet. Without the provoked movement, he would have been crushed."
Note, the event was reported to Mr. G, who remembered it perfectly. "Why did you die so young?"
"God had judged my atonement satisfactory."
"How could you benefit from it if you didn't keep the memory of your previous existence and the cause for the motivation?"
"In my humble position, I still had an instinct of pride that I was lucky enough to overcome. This made the test very useful. Otherwise, I would have to restart it. In their moments of freedom, my spirit remembered, and upon awakening, there was an intuitive desire to resist my tendencies, which I felt being harmful. This way, fighting without clearly recalling the past, I acquired more merits. A disturbing memory of my former position would have exalted my pride, while I just had to fight the drags of the new position."
"You received a brilliant education. How did it serve you in the last existence if you did not recall the acquired knowledge?"
"This knowledge would have been useless, even counterproductive in my new situation. It stayed dormant, and today I recovered it. However, it was not useless because it developed my intelligence. I instinctively had a taste for elevated matters. What inspired the repulse for low and despicable examples I had under my eyes? Without that education, I would not have been more than a simple servant."
The examples of domestic servants who are dedicated to the employers, to the ethnic nation, is because of previous relationships?
"Do not doubt it. It is, at least, the most common case. Sometimes, these servants are family members, or, like me, grateful beings who pay a debt of gratitude and devotion, which helps them progress. You have no idea the effects of sympathies and apathies that these previous relationships produce in the world. No, death does not stop these relationships that often perpetuate themselves from one century to another.
Why have such examples of dedications of servants become so rare these days?
We shall blame the spirit of selfishness and pride of your century, developed by unbelief and by materialistic ideas. True faith disappears by the greed and the desire to win with it the dedication, leading men back to the feeling of truth. Spiritism will revive the forgotten virtues.
Note, there is nothing better than this example to highlight the benefits of forgetfulness of previous existences. If Mr. G had remembered who had been his young servant, he would have been very embarrassed and would not have kept him in that condition, hindering thus the test, which was beneficial to both.
This article was first published by Alan Carduck on the Review Spirit in 1863.